New York once had a robust agricultural industry, but it's taken some hard hits in recent years, mainly from falling dairy prices. It's nudged many farmers out of the business and left fallow thousands of acres of fertile soil. But state legislators think there may be a cure in the multi-billion dollar herbal supplement business. They're working on a plan that would provide economic incentives to help farmers establish so-called grow zones for alternative crops such as the popular herbal supplement ginseng. Jim Hayes is a Western New York assemblyman. He says it would be a unique partnership that could reinvigorate the state's farming industry.
We're trying to listen to scientists and doctors and farmers and economic development people to establish a protocol on how to get this thing started. And certainly it's an area that is just expanding nationwide, and we believe we should be capitalizing on here in New York State.
He says the program would also benefit consumers by developing high standards and controls for herbal product purity and potency. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joyce Kryzak.